You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent Emma Hutchins, and today I'm joined by the organizers of the March for Our Lives in Asheville. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having us today. So my name is Ariel Jacobson, and I'm a senior at AC Reynolds High School.
And my name is Jessica Villatoro, and I'm a senior at AC Reynolds High School as well.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here today. If you could give our listeners a sense of what you're working on right now.
So as of now, we are working to organize a March for Our Lives event in Asheville. The event will start at 11 a.m. at Pack Square Park around the Vance Monument. And at 11, we will have a ceremony where we will have 17 students and teachers lined up holding 17 candles to honor the victims of the Parkland shooting. And then after that, we will march to MLK, the baseball field, where we will have tents and vendors, like programs like Youth Outright and Hola Carolina, Head Count, really cool organizations like that, that you can go and walk around and meet some of the people. And then we also have a program with student speakers, teachers, musicians, all kinds of things to show what our call to action is for this march, to try to make a change and prevent gun violence and mass shootings from happening. Right now we're kind of in this crazy process of working through everything, making sure all the logistics are set, and, you know, just trying to do everything we can to make this a successful event and to make sure that people get as involved as possible, because we really do want to spark a change and we believe that we can do that.
Have either of you ever done anything like this before?
No, I don't think I've done. I mean, like, I do community work, but I've never done something on a big scale like this. So, no, this is the first time.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. I went to a Moms Demand Action meeting, kind of just spur of the moment, and I was the only student there, and then I talked to the leader of the Asheville chapter, and she was just like, hey, are you gonna lead this march? And it was kind of like, how could I say no to this? And you know, this experience, it hasn't necessarily been fun, but it has absolutely been life-changing. To be able to work with the people that we have had the chance to meet and to collaborate with has been something I will never forget. Just seeing how incredibly supportive your community is around you and seeing when you ask for help and how people are just so willing to help is something that is so meaningful and so touching. And I think it can show how important this issue is to so many different people.
I agree. It hasn't been easy. It's been a lot of work. And I can agree that most of us have really busy schedules. I mean, I think all of us do. So I'm like, you know, we're really passionate about what we're doing. So, I mean, I want you guys to know that I'm giving this, like, the utmost time that I have. Like, any free time goes to the march. I'm sitting at home like, oh, I'm going to check the emails. You know, who knows if someone's emailed us. And we're trying to get back to you guys as soon as possible. But it's been hectic and it's been crazy. But we have a good group of girls. And I'm honestly, like, really excited. And I just want you guys to know that we're putting in so much work so that this can be successful, as Ariel said. And I don't know. It's just been awesome. It's been an experience for sure, and that's something that I'll always remember.
What are your hopes for an event? Like, in your mind, in your imagination, what will a successful march look like?
A successful march, I think, would look like, a lot of support from the community, of course. A lot of people coming out and coming to the march. And then, like we were saying, we wanted to get people registered to vote because that, you know, we're a democracy, and having people register to vote, that way they can register to make sure gun sense candidates are voted into office. And then that way we can spark change, but also to bring awareness, you know, like that's why we're starting with the 17, or is it 14 students and 3 teachers, to bring, you know, awareness to that these students died because of this, and they weren't the only ones, mm-hmm. that they were more previous to that, and there are more that occur on a daily basis that we don't know about, and that this shouldn't be a reality, but it is.
Well, to be honest, what I feel like would look like a successful march to me is not necessarily what happens at the march, but what happens after. You know, we can do all this talk, and we can go on this march, and we can listen to the powerful speakers, and so many people are going to be so hyped up after that, and we need you to keep that energy up, to vote these gun sense candidates in office, to tell people about, you know, these gun sense candidates and what they're working towards and who they are, encouraging others to vote and to use their voice. people like me, I'm only 17 years old and I can't vote, and that kills me. But I have the power to organize something powerful like this. And so I want other kids to see that, but I also want you to encourage those who are of age to vote for gun safe candidates, to join things like Moms Demand Action and Students Demand Action, to really have your voice be heard, because we can prevent this from happening again. And the only way that we can do this is if we continue to fight. So to me, if this is successful, we will continue to grow and support gun sense laws and gun sense candidates.
Can you talk a little bit more about what is a gun sense candidate?
When we talk about common gun sense laws, our call to action is that we're calling on a limit of all magazines to 10 bullets or less, enhanced universal background checks that are built for confidence, not convenience, which will be standardized across all states, including private sales, treatment of firearms like cars with licenses, regulations, mandatory insurance, and performance assessments. And finally, we want to empower the government to actually collect and study information regarding gun violence in America. We feel that candidates that support everything that we just said, we consider those to be common gun sense laws candidates. We also think when we talk about gun sense, you know, storing your firearms and your weapons safely, making sure that they're not in the reach of people that should not obtain them. So that's, you know, something we want to stress is we don't want to take your guns away. That's not the goal. We just want stronger regulations on them. And we feel that those who are responsible gun owners can definitely be on board with this. And that brings me to the point of this march is nonpartisan. Democrat, Republican, Independent, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we can all agree that mass shootings and gun violence should not be an issue.
Maybe you can take us through the schedule of what you're expecting on the 24th.
Yep. We're going to convene around 11 at Vance Monument in Pack Square. And from there, we'll march down and end at MLK, 50 MLK Park, which is the baseball field around there. And then our band will officially start performing at 11:30. And then after the band wraps out at 11:45, we'll have a series of speakers that consists of students, some slam poetry, a survivor, some teachers, and then, there's also a dance performance. And then after that, but through all that, there'll be booths open for people to go register to vote. There'll be, like Ariel said, youth outright. Yeah, and then we'll have T-shirt sales. The march event will finally end at, like, 1:30.
If people would like to learn more about what you're doing, or if they want to keep up with updates or look this up later, where can they look?
We have our Facebook page. It's called March for Our Lives Asheville, and we try to keep people as updated as possible. We do want to emphasize that we're going to start at Pack Square near the Vance Monument, and we're going to end at 50 MLK Drive, because people have been getting misinformation. But definitely the Facebook page, and then we have an Instagram and Twitter, which is also March for Our Lives Asheville. And if you want to sign up to volunteer, we have a sign-up page, and the link should be towards the top of our page. We are looking for 100 people. I think we have around 20 people right now. So if people want to join, or if you want to be a candle holder, we still have a few spots left for students. That would be a good way to participate. But yeah, on our sign-up page, or you can email us at marchforourlivesasheville@gmail.com if you have any inquiries you want us to get back to you.
As this march has grown with the support we have had from the Asheville and the whole Western North Carolina community, we have realized that we are short on funds, and we have a GoFundMe page. You can find our GoFundMe page through the Facebook. So if you just go to the Facebook page, you'll find the GoFundMe, and it'll be pinned to the top.
If people want to get involved around this issue, yep, moving forward, how can they do that?
I just went, there's this amazing group in town, and it's called Moms Demand Action. And for those of you who do want to get involved even after this march, join this group, because they are so incredible, and they really have helped to make a change, and they have prevented, you know, some crazy laws from passing. So I really recommend that, to join that if you are looking to be further involved with this issue. So as far as getting involved as a student, I know you can kind of feel so powerless sometimes because you don't have that voice to vote. But I'm telling you right now, we have had the power to be able to organize this event. And this is really empowering a lot of people. And I believe that this is sparking change. So Jessica and I here, we will both be attending the University of North Carolina at Asheville next year. And we have decided to create a Students Demand Action chapter in Asheville. So we will definitely have more details about that, and we'll be updating that on the March for Our Lives Asheville March page. So for those of you who want to get involved, you can definitely have this outlet, and we'll have more information all about that after the march. So you can get involved. And for the adults that want to get involved, like I said before, Moms Demand Action. And you don't just have to be a mom to attend this group. There are grandparents and fathers. And, I mean, I went to a meeting even. So you can definitely get involved. I think Every Town for Gun Safety also is a really good resource to be able to stay updated on everything. I will also say that there is an election coming up soon for sheriff. So looking into some good candidates that, you know, believe in common gun sense laws, I think that's really, really important when voting in a sheriff to office. So please be aware of that, and that would be a great help to us to, you know, promote our message of no more gun violence.
As young people, have you felt supported in a process of coordinating something so big as this?
I definitely feel like the support from our community has been huge. It, you know, we, like we said before, we've never planned an event this big. And Moms Demand Action, Jean, the leader of that chapter, she's been really good. Not also her, Carissa and Liz. They've all been helping us, taking time out of their days to help us, like, with the logistics. Like, oh, we need to put in this permit here. We need to contact this person. And the community, people are, like, donating to bring weights to keep the tents down. Some people are donating their tents. Some people are donating their time out of everything. So I feel like we've had major support, and we can't thank you guys enough.
You know, a successful march to me is what happens after, and we are not going to stop fighting for this. You know, we want to see the changes that we're advocating for happen, and we're not going to stop until we get there.
Yeah, the future is to come, and we have to look for the future, having our siblings and stuff like that we need to look out for. And if things aren't changing, their lives are the ones at risk. Even though we're about to graduate, I mean, there also have been, like, gunshot on campus, on universities. So this ultimately affects all of us. It affects moms, parents, children, brothers, siblings, everybody. And I also want to emphasize that if you can vote, go out and vote. We have a midterm election cycle, and if those candidates are just not the ones you were able to vote for, I know I was almost 18 when we had the presidential elections, and I wasn't able to vote. But now I have a voice, so if you guys, you know, go out to the polls, vote. I mean, your voice matters. Your opinion matters. You guys have the ability to change.
Well, thank you both so much for all the effort that you put into this, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the march on the 24th.
Thank you so much, Emma. We really appreciate this opportunity. It's been so great, and we want to extend a thank you to, you know, the whole community within Western North Carolina for the support that we've gotten from everybody so far.